Moncrief on News Talk.
Harry Styles just completed the Berlin Marathon, and in a time under 3 hours. And apparently, that's really, really good. John Kinsella is a mountain runner who routinely finishes marathons in 2.5 hours, but he's yet to have a hit record. Good afternoon, John.
How you doing, Sean?
Not too bad. So for Harry Styles, I assume this isn't a fluke. This fella must, you know, put in some serious miles in between races.
He must do, yeah. Sub 3 is it's a good standard for a lot of club runners, and that's a target a lot of people try to achieve. So he's obviously putting in the work. He's doing less singing and less dancing and more running, definitely.
Right. And how much training would you think he's doing?
To run sub 3, I think that he's definitely doing between 70 and 80 kilometres a week. He's definitely putting in the work, because you won't run sub 3 unless you're putting in the work, or else he's got lots of undiscovered talent, which he possibly has. He has lots of talent as it is, so who's to say he could be another fast runner?
Yeah, okay. But that's a big commitment, Dick, if he's doing 50, 60, 70 miles a week kind of thing.
Yeah, but like running is very addictive, you know. So I think the fact that it's his second marathon, and he's ran, I think, 20 minutes faster than the last marathon he did in Tokyo. So he's probably kind of got a bit of an addiction now. Maybe he wants to go on and complete the marathon majors himself. So you might see more of him at future marathons. Okay. Under different names, of course.
Yeah, which is, he did. He had some funny name going on into the Berlin one. So would it be just running he'd be doing, would you guess? Or are there other forms of training he'd need to do to get himself up there?
Yeah, I suppose a person like him is probably travelling around, and he's trying to stay out of the media, and he's probably known everywhere he goes. So he'd probably be doing a lot of training indoors, like doing a lot of gym work, cross training, and maybe a lot of treadmill work as well. So he's definitely, like, he looks fit. He looks like he's ready to run fast. So I'd say he's obviously on it. He has a good routine, and his diet is obviously well. So it's for a guy like him in the limelight all the time, I think running is giving him a bit of escape, and he can just go and train away and just be himself. You know, run in the Berlin Marathon usually has about 50,000 people, and the fact that he kind of got through it without getting mobbed by a lot of supporters, you know, says that his disguise worked well as well.
Yeah, or his supporters just can't run for crap. That's probably the main reason.
Well, to be honest, Berlin is one of the fastest marathons in the world. Usually people go there to run a PB. And it's still a fast time. Like, to put it in perspective, you'd have 700 or 800 people running sub 3 in Dublin this year. So he'd have a good support around him. But in terms of other celebrities, he'd definitely be one of the fastest. He'd be faster than Oprah, who ran 4:29, Oprah Winfrey. Huh. And I was in New York Marathon last year, and I was lined up next to Chelsea Clinton and Jennifer Connelly of Labyrinth fame and 80s movies, and they're in 3:45. And Kaká, the famous Brazilian soccer player, ran 3:38, and Arjen Robben ran 2:58, which is the same time as Harry Styles. So he's up there with Arjen Robben for a guy that obviously doesn't have Arjen Robben's training history.
Yeah, that's impressive, all right. And is the Berlin one particularly tough? Is it because it's flat, or that it tends to be faster?
It's very flat, and usually the weather is good, the climate is good, but this year it was actually unusually hot, and a lot of people suffered, a lot of people struggled in the heat. And I was looking at Harry Styles, I seen a photograph of him, he's wearing a jumper and a headband, so it obviously didn't affect him that much. I think he could actually run faster if he puts on a running vest.
Ah, right, okay. He needs a bit of advice, maybe.
He needs to come to me, I'll coach him.
Yeah, you coach him, John. Get on to his people, I'm sure they'll be happy to do it. John, thanks a million for talking to us today. That's John Kinsella. His handle is @Limerick on @LimerickRunning on social media.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.